The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and the great conversation continues. We are going to make a quick transition. We're going to talk some college football with our Under the Helmet segment with Jason Peter. And Jason, before we delve into talking about some college football, how about this? The clock is ticking for you and your family. You guys are on the way, expecting baby number two. Are you ready to get after it again?
We're trying to, get our house in order, as my father used to say, before the chaos kicks in. But, I think one of the big concerns is how is baby number one going to deal with baby number two coming?
Yes, that certainly is a big transition, trying to get everybody on the same page. But I know without a doubt this will be an extra special Father's Day for you. So I'm assuming the baby will come before, because you don't know. You guys are going for the element of surprise. It'll come before Father's Day, correct?
Yeah, it should be. And I'm just crossing my fingers. Obviously, you hope that it's healthy and 10 toes, 10 fingers, and the heart's beating well. Nice and strong, but I need a little bit more testosterone around this house. The women are starting to take over.
Oh, it's a two-on-one fast break. You got to even things up, huh, Jay?
Yes.
Well, let's move ahead. Let's talk about the Buckeye Nation. It certainly was a very somber Memorial Day. Of course, the news hit that Jim Tressel, he had turned in his resignation, and it's really been a story that has captivated the sports world. What were your thoughts when you heard this news come out?
Shocking. I think when you look back at when it first started, I think a lot of people thought, wow, this is something that Tressel could lose his job over. And everybody was, talking at the water cooler about whether this five-game self-imposed suspension was going to be enough. Was the NCAA going to extend it to a year? But I think everybody kind of thought, Tressel is going to keep his job through all this. Whether you like it or not, it seemed like he would be there for the 2011 season, and people were saying that, well, if he wins games, then all's forgotten. Well, too bad we weren't able to get to that point. I don't know if it had something to do with, now the Terrell Pryor issues are coming out with these loaner cars that he's had, and is there more stuff that's going to hit the fan here where, there's just no way for him to kind of defend himself through all this. And the powers that be said times now where you got to pack your bags and go. I don't think that, speaking, honestly, I didn't think that he would lose his job at this point over it. I thought when we first started talking about this, I thought it was something that he should lose his job for, but I thought we were past it, but obviously not.
Of course, new allegations, as you had just alluded to, they have emerged. It looks like, very big trouble for Terrell Pryor. You just wonder, how much worse can this get, and are we looking at something like it happened at SMU? I mean, could this team ultimately get the death penalty?
I know more stuff has got to come out. It can't just be about Terrell Pryor, but, you look at the tattoo issue and five guys went down. Who knows who else, was whopping memorabilia and who else? There could have been some other stuff that was going on for trade. There's certainly the possibility. I know the receiver, we talked last week about it, Ray Small, he'd come out and he said that there was stuff going on. And I just found it unusual for a guy that had played so recently to come and start throwing his alma mater under the bus. But little by little, you got to be crossing your fingers here if you're a Buckeye fan and just hope that the bleeding stops, because the NCAA, I don't think they want to do it, I think there's a lot of pressure on the NCAA now because everybody's saying there's no rhyme or reason why they do anything. There's no guidelines. There's no standard. There's no, if this school does this, then this is the penalty. You know, you look at what happened with USC and the issues out there with Reggie Bush. And really you look at it now and they kind of got away with a little hand slap out there. But I know USC is fighting now to say, hey, look at, you know, some of these other schools. Look at Ohio State. You need to reduce our sentence out here. And, you know, we want some of our scholarships back. But I think, you know, in terms of the death penalty, if you look at SC and they didn't really come close to getting it, I don't think you can look at Ohio State right now and say that they're in that kind of area where they could be facing the death penalty. Not yet.
Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You know what's amazing? I was watching ESPN earlier this week, and one of the players, his name escapes me, but, you know, just kind of, he was sharing just very casually how he would sell his rings for, you know, $800. I mean, he really didn't pinpoint the exact amount, but, you know, those are prized possessions, and you're not going to be able to get those back. I found that stunning.
Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, my rings are locked up. I would never, even in the toughest of times, I can't imagine myself. Obviously, if it comes down to feeding your families, then I can understand. But, you know, you're in college or you're just recently out of college. What are you doing selling? You know, that's the special time in your life. And these are things that only, you know, players get. You know, whether it's a conference championship ring or a national championship ring, I just could never see myself parting with those things. And, you know, I don't know if it's a different world now where these kids, you know, they come into the programs and their whole, I think, mentality is college is just a place where I go to get to the NFL. And when you look at it like that, it really takes away, I think, the significance of your time spent at that university.
Okay.
For myself coming out of high school, it was, man, I'm going to Nebraska. And that was the farthest I was thinking. Like, I can't wait to go to Nebraska and play for Tom Osborne and play in big, big football games on national television. I mean, that was it for me. I didn't start thinking about the NFL until, you know, 2, 3, 4 years into my collegiate career. And even at then, you know, I didn't know for sure until, you know, I knew that there were NFL teams saying, we want you. Now it's a whole different mindset with these kids. And stuff like that, rings, memorabilia, jerseys, they just don't mean that much to these kids anymore.
You know, Jason, the depth of the reaction has been surprising. I mean, we've heard from so many sports figures. I mean, Jack Nicklaus, LeBron, even at the finals, he weighed in on it. Steve Spurrier has chimed in. And, of course, high praise even from Urban Meyer saying that, you know, Jim Tressel is a respected friend and colleague for a long time. He wishes him very well. And so it seems like Jim, you know, he has done a lot of great things for the university. It's being overshadowed by the allegations. Do you think he'll ever get back into coaching again and have another opportunity at a Division I level?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think most people realize, even though there certainly is some blame to be put on his shoulders, but like you mentioned, I mean, he gives a lot of money to charities. He spends a lot of time with charities. But I think most people realize that, and it even goes back to Pete Carroll at USC. I use that as an example just because it's pretty fresh in everybody's mind as well, is that these guys, they can't keep track of 130 guys when they leave the stadium. You know, I mean, when they're there at the stadium, when they're there, when they're supposed to be at class, these guys, these head coaches, these assistants, they can kind of keep track of, you know, 100 to Nebraska, 140 players. But what do you do when study hall's over, or what do you do when training table, they've eaten dinner and now it's time for them to go home? You can't hold their hand. I mean, you can't, you know, follow 140 guys to their house and you don't know everything that's going on and everything that they're doing. You know, certainly, I mean, when you talk about Terrell Pryor, you know, we're hearing 5-6 loaner cars that he's used over the past couple of years. I mean, you've got to notice when your star quarterback is showing up in a new car every other month. I mean, that's the same deal with Reggie Bush. I mean, when your player is showing up and he's got, you know, $2,000 rims on a car that's, you know, worth $1,500, you got to know that something's probably going on. So there is blame to be put on the shoulders of these coaches, but, you know, I do understand and I sympathize with them because it is difficult. You can't keep track of these guys when they leave the facility.
Well, let me jump in here real quick. You know, I think back, you know, just a few years ago, Oklahoma's Bob Stoops, I mean, he nipped it in the bud when that came out about the car dealership and Rhett Bomar, and who was his starting quarterback. He said no more. Listen, we only got a couple more minutes this weekend with Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment. Two more things I want to hit on. Real quick, what about Bo Pelini? Would he be in contention, you know, potentially for this job? And I also understand that Cody Green is transferring from Nebraska.
Yeah, first with Bo, I don't. I think a lot of people out here at Nebraska are crossing their fingers and holding their breath that he's not a guy that they're going to come after. I just think after this mess, Ohio State is going to go squeaky clean, or at least the image has got to be clean. And not that Bo does anything against the rules, but I think when you look at, you know, the attitude on the sidelines and the outbreaks and the tearing apart of the officials, and, you know, it's just not, I think, the image that they're going to want. And let's face it, I mean, he hasn't won any championships yet. He hasn't won a conference championship. He hasn't won a national championship. I think he's still trying to prove himself here. I think there's one guy in the end that they go after, and it's Urban Meyer, and it will probably be for the 2012 season. So, you know, I think for people thinking Bo might end up there just because he played at OSU, I'm not one of those guys that thinks it. Not at this point. Now, maybe if Nebraska runs the table and wins a national championship, does Bo throw his hat in the ring? I mean, there's nothing like going back to your alma mater. I don't know. We'll have to kind of wait and see on that. But, yeah, I mean, it didn't get any easier for Bo with Cody Green transferring. He's the backup quarterback from Dayton, Texas. And you know, 3 years ago, this guy was a top-10 quarterback coming in on campus. And, you know, the expectations were Tommy Frazier-like. And sometimes when these kids, they have nowhere to go but down. They step on campus and people already treat them like the next Tommy Frazier. And it's impossible to fill those expectations. So he's now packing his bags, and he's going to find a new place to play.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Cody Green. Of course, the folks in Texas, they love him, and we'll see where he does indeed land. Jason, we look forward to catching up with you next week, and enjoy the finals coverage.
I will. Let's go, Mavs.
All right.
Come on, baby. Pick it up.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.